Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to News Hour Report, Serve It Up Now. I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you information you can use. Keep it locked for our News Hour.
God loved me when I was wrong. He's sitting high upon a throne.
Hello, family. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now with Teresa, where we serve you information you can use. Guys, just in case you have not subscribed to our channel, please do so now by clicking that red subscribe button. Also, click the notification bell so that you will always stay in the know, guys, when we upload new video. And also, guys, I want to ask that you begin to give our channel thumbs up or either thumb down and leave your comment below. We would love to hear your feedback on how we are doing on this channel. We would love, guys, for you to hear what you think about each story. So please, for me, if you could, give us a thumb up or either a thumb down and give us a comment. I would love that. So let's go ahead and get in the news. As many of you know, Walter Wallace, a 27-year-old black man from Philadelphia, was killed by police this week as he held a knife. His family, however, says they called 911 to get help with his mental health crisis and were expecting an ambulance, not two police officers who came instead and shot their son repeatedly. According to reports, police arrived at the scene and found Wallace holding a knife. Officers ordered him to drop it, but he reportedly, allegedly, advanced towards them. Two officers then fired at least 7 shots, each unclear how many times Wallace was struck. Wallace's father, Walter Wallace Sr., claimed his son was on medication and that he struggled with mental health issues. And so this is what the father told the Philadelphia Inquirer, allegedly. He said, why didn't they use a taser? Why you have to gun him down? Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw said the officers, who have yet been disclosed due to safety reasons, didn't have a taser or similar device, noting that the department had been asking to fund before to equip more officers with those devices. They were taken off street doing pending investigation. Moreover, a video recorded by a bystander and posted on social media showed the whole incident. A woman identified as Wallace's mother was also seen trying to get him to listen to the police until the police repeatedly shot at him. It was unclear in the video whether he was holding a knife, but witnesses said he was. Wallace was shot in the shoulder and the chest. He was taken to the hospital where he was later on pronounced dead. Meanwhile, the incident sparked outrage and violent protests ensued in the neighborhood, with people saying the police used excessive force during the incident. At least 30 officers were injured and 91 people were arrested. Now, guys, I was able to see the video, which I'm not going to show. I was able to see the video where it looks like the mother was running behind her son trying to stop him. He went around some cars. He came back charging at the two officers, the police officers. And then next thing I saw was shots fired and the young man on the ground. And his mother, she threw the cell phone at one of the officers, and she was hollering and crying. And so, guys, this is a sad story. Oh, my goodness, my heart breaks for Mr. Wallace and his wife. You know, it does something here. It's really sad. And so they say they were calling the ambulance for their son, not for a police officer. And so this turned out to be awful, guys. I mean, oh my goodness, I am almost in tears about this story. This young man lost his life. He had a mental health crisis, and he needed help. And they were expecting an ambulance, and here come the two police officers. They came instead, and they end up shooting him. I just feel, and I'm going to say it like I feel it, I understand the young man had a knife. But there were two of those officers. They could have subdued him, okay? They could have tackled him to the ground and subdued him, not kill him, okay? I mean, you take your weapons out. They should have had tasers. They say they didn't have any tasers. But they didn't have to shoot him in the chest and the shoulder, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to stop him. I mean, they should have subdued him, tackled him, and subdued him so that they can get him the help that he needs. Now he's gone. He's dead. You know, what do you do in this case? You see what I'm saying? What do you do? They fired at least 7 shots for one little man, and he wasn't that big. One little man holding what they say was a knife. Okay, I couldn't clearly see what it was in his hand, so I can't say it was a knife. And I'm not going to try to say it was a knife. But whatever he had in his hand, he came charging at them. And when he came charging at them, then, you see what I'm saying? That's when they took it upon themselves to kill him. But it was two officers. While he's charging at one, the other one should have went behind and they tackled the man to the ground. I know the officers didn't want to get injured either, but you killed this man when it could have been a little different. They called for an ambulance. So I got to back up out of this story, guys, because I am in tears about this story. Really, I am. It's sad. It's really sad. So with that said, guys, stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next video, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.